Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome on the call.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Well, guys, this morning is Feedback Friday. So what does that mean? First of all, we're going to leave the lines wide open. So if you've got any noise in your background, remember, we can hear it. And we want this call to be a call that everyone shares on. Don't just leave it up to everybody else. It doesn't have to be a very long story. In fact, we encourage short stories. It can be something that's as short as 10 seconds, 20 seconds, or 30 seconds, or as I said, there's no story that's too short. It's about Accelerate you're sharing. It's about Bozzy you're sharing. It's about Team and Spirit that you're sharing. But we don't want to just leave it up to everybody else. You know, it raises everybody's sense of confidence. In other words, wow, I didn't know that. I feel happier about Accelerate. I feel happier about myself. I feel happier about Bozzy. I feel happy about sharing. I feel happy about whatever it is that we're talking about. But it's a fantastic way to have everyone feel more confident, more certain. But also it helps you to answer questions. You can illustrate points. You can give examples that you hear in this call. It helps to answer people's questions. People love it. It's more impactful to them, and it's easy for them to see themselves doing that. And as Freddie and Terilyn always says, you know, Chris, who's flying in from Hawaii, you know, leadership, it's leadership by example that's the most powerful form of leadership. Do as diamonds do. And what do? They don't just leave it up to everybody else. They step out here. In fact, many people, the first time they ever started to speak was right on this call. So we're going to open the call up right now. Who wants to be the first person to share on the call here this morning? Did I hear somebody saying they wanted to share?
Boy, Garrett, I guess you know what? I'm going to share a little bit of aloha spirit and excitement I just got back in. Like I said earlier, I know what it feels like to be Garrett McGrath finally. I've been wearing the same underwear for the last 2 days. So I got on the plane yesterday morning, flew out there. I was on Oahu only for 7.5 hours. We did the presentation last night for about 50 people for Richie Cohen's group out there, Rio and Milford Williams. And had an amazing time. And about 9 o'clock, they rushed me out to the airport. I flew all night, and I just got back in Seattle and still massively excited on about 2 hours of sleep. So good things are happening out there. Good things are happening here, and good things are happening everywhere with Bozzy Accelerate.
Well, you know what, Chris? You know, people follow commitment, and commitment needs to be obvious. It's obvious people can hear in your voice the excitement. They can feel the love you have for other people. You warmly and generously embrace them. You know, you are always looking after your people. You went out there and you launched your business. You have proven to them how important that the launch actually is and going out there and doing it with them and for them. You flew out all the way out to Hawaii. And they reciprocated. They're excited about the opportunity. They invited with preparation and excitement. That launch had over 50 people, and you flew all the way out there. And what I love about the fact is that not only was that a launch, but also you've got people that are flying back from Hawaii who are just joined the business, who are coming back to Dallas, Texas on the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd here in Dallas, Texas. That's commitment. That's leadership. People follow that obvious leadership. They follow that obvious commitment. They follow that obvious excitement. They follow that obvious love that you have for your people and the opportunity that you see. As you always say, people are looking for more money. They're looking for more control and security, and they are looking for hope, and you are sharing that with Accelerate, with Bozzy, and with Team and Spirit. So thank you very much, Chris, and for that example and for sharing it on the call here this morning. Who else wants to share?
Here, this is Freddie Us here.
Fantastic, Freddie. Over to you, my friends.
Thank you. I'll be brief. I had a follow-up with a guy who I've been talking to for a while, probably a year and a half. We sat down, and I was following up with him. And as I began to share why Terrell and I were a part of Accelerate, you know, he just sat up in his seat, and you know, he said he knew he needed a reason to do something in life. He said, but he never felt it. He never had it burning on the inside of him. And it was so neat to see him take some of the things as I was sharing and apply it to his own life and get excited. And he said, you know, Freddie, thank you so much for spending this time with me. He said, I never had a why. He said, now I have a why, and I understand the importance of having that why burning inside of you. And, you know, it's so exciting. I always use an example of Veen and Melissa and Rodney and Donise of how pushing forward and doing whatever it takes to get it done. And he totally related to what I was talking about. And one of the things I said to him was, Mike, life is too short to be little. You know, we have to do something. We have to keep pressing and keep moving forward. And he was just, it was just neat to see some of that fire get into him and get him moving into action.
And it's so beautiful. And people ask the question, well, how do you light a fire in somebody else? And what Freddie and Terrellyn are sharing is the first thing that you do is you kindle a fire in your own heart. You can't light a fire in somebody else's heart from a flame that doesn't exist in yours. And what you see if you're around Chris Callier, around Tammy Scarlett, if you're around Freddie and Terrellyn Minifield, if you're around the team that they lead with Donise and Rodney Dillard, if you're around Vina and Melissa Simon, if you're around the team that they're in there in Arizona, they're excited. And they have big dreams. People want to follow people who have big goals, big dreams, big aspirations in life that are excited about every day. They live those dreams on a daily basis. They do the actions necessary on a daily basis. They have the plans, and they're willing to share with other people. And what you'll find is other people suddenly start getting excited about their lives. So thank you very much for sharing. Now remember, guys, if you've just joined us, I can hear a lot of noise in somebody's background. If there's hamming in your background, we can hear it. If there's somebody walking upstairs, we can hear it. Because the lines are open. So if you're listening to this and there's any noise at all, if you just suddenly realize there's noise in your background, we can hear that noise right now. I can hear noise in somebody's. Press star 6, and that will mute your individual line. Good morning. Who else? Does anyone else want to share? Thank you very much for whoever did that.
I'll share. This is Phyllis in Poway, California.
Good morning, Phyllis. I would love for you to share. So would everyone else.
Well, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
I had a one-on-one yesterday with a very good friend of mine, and her son was here also. He was playing with my son, and he kept coming into the room during the presentation, and she kept trying to shoo him away, like, you know, go be with your friend. And I said, no, let him stay. And it's amazing how the kids get very involved in their dream circle, and I let him be a part of that dream circle. And he tasted the Bozzy, and he loved it. And this is also a child who's been in the AED category, who's had a lot of issues at school. And so has my son, and I've shared with him how good it's helped my son to concentrate and feel better. And my son told him, take it, it's good for you. And he made sure that his mother wouldn't leave the house without any Bozzy. So make sure, you know, if kids are around, they're part of their parents' dream circle. Include the kids, and it was just really, really great, and he was happy, and he loved it. And so I guess that's just my point. Make sure, you know, the children are included.
And Phyllis, it speaks also to your beautiful, relaxed intensity and confidence around what it is that you are doing, around our product Bozzy, around our company Accelerate, around Team and Spirit's method of operation, that you feel comfortable and know the power of, because you include your family and your son in you using the product Bozzy. You include your family in the dream circle that you're creating here with Accelerate and Team and Spirit, that you are part of, and that you create that. It's your understanding of that, because that's what it's all about. We are just sharing. We are sharing Bozzy. We're sharing Accelerate. We're sharing Team and Spirit. But we're sharing what's within us. When you feel comfortable and know what this business can do for you and the product can do for you, you want to and can share it with other people. So, Phyllis, thank you so much for sharing. That's a fantastic point. Who else wants to share this morning? Let me share one that I just think will just warm everybody's heart. Last night, I mean, I've now watched, I would guess we have at least, I don't know, well over 10 to 14 hours of footage, well over that. And this is all footage of people sharing from all over the country. I've seen in excess of well over 100 people share the successes that they've had with Accelerate, with Bozzy, and their love of Team and Spirit and the encouragement support that they receive. And what is exciting to me is Sylvia and I were watching this, we were truly energized. Understand, I've had less than 4 hours sleep a night for the last couple of weeks. And we were watching it last night, and if you watch something that you're not into when you're that tired, you'll just fall asleep. Sylvie and I were super energized, completely excited by the end of it. And in fact, was one of the questions that Dan Rumsey said, how are you guys still excited, still up and able to do that? And Sandy Greenberg, who we spoke with last night, said, it's a couple of shots above the, but when you listen to these, to the stories that are being shared, the examples that are being shared, it is just life-changing. I mean, truly hearing people, I mean, that many people shared that they made over $1,000 and up to $5,000 in their very first month part-time, having never done that, when you're realizing that you're impacting hundreds, and I should say thousands, of people's lives in that way, that's exciting. And never before have these stories been together. Yes, you've heard them over the course of a year here with them, with Bozzy and Accelerate on Feedback Friday, but you've never seen them in a short period of time. You've never heard them in a short period of time. That is until this DVD, until the premiere of this DVD on Friday night in Dallas, Texas. I am so genuinely, to the core of my being, absolutely excited. I believe it's like a documentary about Bozzy. It's like a documentary about Accelerate. It's like a documentary about Team and Spirit. It's like a documentary that just reaches in and grabs your heart and goes, wow, look what you can do here. It was amazing. I mean, it absolutely fired me up. It fired Sylvia up. We were up for hours afterwards just buzzing and talking about saying, oh, this is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see what it does for our people. But this is amazing what it's done so far. And this is just the beginning. Dallas is going to be just a life-changing event. And this video is going to be a central piece of it. And we can't wait for the premiere on Saturday night. So we want to thank everyone on Team and Spirit for sharing and for being part of the creation of that, because guys, when this comes out, it is going to be absolutely, truly just amazing. Well, one of the things we're going to do is tomorrow is our Saturday morning call, and it's our workshop style call. And what we're going to focus on is, how do you harness the summer? How do you get yourself in position for the biggest months of growth that happen in network marketing? There are two massive growth periods in the network marketing year. One of those is September and October. There's a 60-day window there in which what they call it the mega growth period. They call it the time in network marketing when you know that everybody's looking. When people get their head down and they come out of the summer and they realize they spent more money than they thought, their children are back in school, they want to fill up the piggy bank with income, with money to pay off for the credit cards, to pay for the back to school, the second most expensive time of year, to get themselves organized for the holiday season that's coming, the most expensive time of year, and also understanding strategically how you can put yourself in place for financial independence by the end of the year. So this is going to be an absolutely fantastic call tomorrow. Now, it starts at 10 a.m. Central Time, so that's 1 hour later than this call. It's about 20 minutes that we're going to share in the call, and then right at the end of the call, we'll open it up for questions and answers. So you can ask questions, you can share insights around the topic that we're going to share. It's going to be particularly of interest to those of you that are going to Dallas, Texas. It's going to be an amazing call, so invite you and your whole team to be on that call tomorrow. And I want to thank Chris Callier, you know, for just being that example, for flying 24 hours, being up there in Hawaii for just 7 hours, for launching a team with over 50 people, for coming back, but also for having those people, you know, also come out here to Dallas, Texas. Why? Because he and Tammy and his team purchased tickets knowing that they were going to have this launch coming up so that those people could come back to the event here in Dallas, Texas. You got Freddie and Terrellyn Minifield sharing what's on their heart and how they're helping other people. I can't wait to hear them share here in Dallas, Texas as one of the diamonds that share. And Phyllis, thank you very much for sharing, because truly I know how you feel about Team and Spirit, how you feel about Bozzy, and how you feel about Accelerate. Because how you feel about it and what it's doing for your family allows you access to help you help other people as well. So everybody, have a thank you very much for being on the call. Have a fantastic Friday, and we look forward to.
You know, it's great. I love these Feedback Fridays, Mark, because it really gives people the opportunity to share. And I think I mentioned this week, I had a big Zango leader had called me. They'd been listening in on our radio shows. And he said, Troy, this is what I'm missing on my team. I don't have this kind of training on my team. And he's literally revamping the way he trains his team so he can give them an hour of little doses of motivation and personal development each week. He can give them an hour of nuts and bolts training, and he can give them 15 minutes of just share time so that unplugged, they can just go out there and give their heart up. And I think, I really think that's what that's what's missing on a lot of teams, man.
I would definitely agree. You know, we talk about big events and getting to big events, but it's the little events. It's those little steps that separate you every day. And, you know, in the beginning, it was a challenge for me to program myself to get to this call every day. And now, you know, there's been one rare or two instances where I missed it due to a scheduling conflict, and it was like, you know, not taking my nutrition in the morning. It definitely was a lack. So, you know, your attitude is the gasoline or the fuel, if you will, that fuels your home-based business. You wouldn't let yourself get to empty in your automobile. So don't let your attitude get to empty, because this is the place where you fill up your attitude.
You know, that's a good way of looking at that right there. It's the attitude. And, you know, when we think about this for a second, and I mean, this is our Unplugged Friday, so we don't have an agenda here on the show, but I'm thinking about what you just said, because, you know, you go through most distributors. I mean, over almost 90% of distributors are part-time. So, you know, you're going through your week, you're busting your butt at work, you're trying to put up with all the politics, you're out there, and you're looking forward to that Friday, because you think, man, it's going to be the weekend and I can chill out. And a lot of times, by the time Friday night rolls around, your attitude has kind of gone into a lethargic mode. It's kind of gone into a mediocrity type mode. And instead of people even staying focused, and you know, you and I have talked about this, you've always got to be diligent in looking at the people around you to know who you can talk to and who you can't. A lot of times by Friday night, man, people, they're not even thinking about their network marketing business. All they're thinking about is, man, I'm glad this sucky week is over and I don't have to put up with that again. What's something we can pass on to folks today to where they can remember and stay focused over to look for the right opportunities to share?
Well, you know, one of the things, you know, I'm glad you brought up Friday nights. You know, you have to have a full-time outlook, even though you're doing the business part-time. But Friday night is a night, because I know how people are coming off the weekend, that I don't, you know, typically, you know, approach people or make phone calls. You have to know how to give them your space. But what you need to be looking for, if you're looking for a company, you have to evaluate, you know, who is your sponsor? What is their track? What is their track record? How will they work with you? And if they're brand new, who are they going to have you working with thereafter? You have to have a degree of trust and openness with the person that you're working with, because if you've never done a business like this before, who your sponsor and your upline is the key to your success. You can make money in even, you know, I would say almost any company that's legitimate, as long as you have the proper support. So if you're just looking at something for the first time, really take your time. Don't rush headlong into it. I mean, it's an emotional decision, yes, but you have to know who you're going to be working with, because it's going to be that way for quite a while.
Absolutely. You know, that I think that's the true facts, because there's people, it's just this. When you go to work, you got to work with people that you have to work with. You don't have a choice. You may not like your boss. You may not like your partner. You know, there may be a lot of stuff you don't like. You don't have a choice in it. But in network marketing, you've got a choice. You can go out there and decide, who's my upline going to be? Who's my downline going to be? You know, you can interview people just like people interview us when we're going out there and applying for a job. And I think if more people would focus on that, Mark, they would have a better opportunity of 100% fully understanding where things are headed. And they just don't do that. And if they will focus a little bit more on that, and they look around on a weekend, you know, I would take, this is what I would do. If I was somebody on this call today listening to it and saying, man, I want to get my business off the ground, but I'm just tired, life sucks, I don't want to talk to people, then take some time to just reflect. Look at where your network marketing career is at. Look at what you're trying to accomplish. And if you're saying, I'm just not comfortable with my organization, I don't feel like I'm getting the support from my upline, or I don't feel like my upline is really engaged in the business, you know, and you need to make sure that it's your upline and not your attitude and the fact that you've not engaged, you know. So if it truly is the fact that you've got a disassociated upline and you're not happy with your company for whatever reason, and periodically companies are not good fit with people, if that's truly the case, then take the weekend. Do some due diligence. Look out there and try to find an organization. Try to find a company, a business that you think you could get passionate behind. You know, Mark and I get stuff, oh gosh, I don't know how many times a week, people pitching us on different opportunities, different scams. Some of them are legitimate businesses, but a lot of them are just scammish type stuff. You know, and we look at this stuff and we say, nah, man, there's no way we could get behind something like that. Or every now and then something comes down the pike, like this new company, Yoli. And Mark and I know the founders of that company, and we said, oh, man, that's going to be a hot one there. That's going to be great. We didn't move. We're not looking to move, but we can really celebrate somebody else's success. So you go out there and you find something that you can believe in. And then you find a team that you can believe in, because you might find the right company, but then you might need some heavy-duty training, and you may not get on the right team. So then you want to interview the leaders, find the right leader. And once you've done that, guys, then put your blueprint together. You hear Mark and I talk about blueprints all the doggone time. Put your personal blueprint together. Get it focused. Do a daily action plan so that you know every day you're going to do at least 1 to 3 things to build your business. Once that's done, and Mark will correct me when I'm wrong, but I think what you'll start to see is that your attitude starts to change. And all of a sudden, your attitude becomes contagious, and people around you start saying, man, I want to know what's up, man. Why all of a sudden are you rocking this thing forward? Why is your attitude changed? Why is it that you're excited at work? You know, and that's the key. And, Mark and I have gone through this over and over, guys. I mean, we don't always have the right attitude. He'll call me or I'll call him, and not all the time is it on a Friday either. It could be any time during the week. But because we have that accountability, man, within a few minutes, we're back on fire. We're hanging up the phone. We're off down the road trying to find somebody else's life that we can help. So you got to keep that rolling. You know, that's the key. Mark, you know, we've had a fun week, buddy. You've been on the show with me. I know Jim's going to be back next week, but I'm going to be going and twisting his arm. I think you need to be a 100% new addition to this show, because this is rock.
Well, thank you for that. You know, Troy, I we spoke about looking at the business from someone coming in and surveying, you know, where they should be and what would be the right thing for them. Hey, if you're a leader in this business, and guess what, guys, if you've already sponsored just one person, you're a leader. You've got somebody to lead. You've got to take a look, okay? And if you're not happy with what's happening in your organization, you know, could be your attitude again. When people come here, they come here because they do not like the JOB, the journey of the broke. They want something different. And if they wanted another job, they'd go out and get a part-time job. So don't be a boss. Be a friend.
Absolutely.
Be a lifter-upper instead of someone who's looking to profit off of somebody else. If you help them profit, you still will profit off of the efforts of hundreds and thousands, and hopefully for you one day, tens of thousands. But it all starts with the attitude of a servant leader. Do for them. Give them what they need, freedom, so you get what you need.
That right there, man, is the key. That's the key. That's what people have to do, because when they do that, truly the sky becomes the limit. And, you know, it is about leadership. And one thing that I hate, Mark, is I hear these cockamamie crybabies out there all the time saying, oh, that's just motivational talk, or, oh, that's just hype, or, oh, that's that personal development. Well, you know what, guys? All of that's true. Every bit of it is. You know, when I was in boot camp, I heard everything that could be heard. I heard I got dogged to where I thought I was a maggot, and then I started getting built up by my drill instructors. And all of a sudden, it became self-development. It became motivation. It became leadership training. It became discipline. And 12 weeks, I went from being a wet, snot-nosed 17-year-old kid to a well-oiled fighting machine who understood about ethics and understood about leadership and understood about discipline and understood about motivation. And my attitude had gone from being one that was inward driven by my ego to one of humility, understanding that I had the ability now to literally change the face of the world because of the skills that I had been taught. And the same exact thing rings true right here in network marketing. You're coming into this level everybody else does. It doesn't matter if you've been a multimillionaire running a business. Network marketing is a whole new playing field. And when you take the time to get an attitude adjustment, learn some new skills, be a servant leader, move it to the next level, train your organization, I want you to know something. There is nothing that can hold you back from being a new person. And you may not ever make the money that you wanted to make, that you dreamed of making. I'm going to tell you that right now. But you will find that after your stint in network marketing, you will never be the same person ever, ever again. And I think that is the exciting thing about where we go. Now, I'm gonna take the call in a little different direction because I wanna promo Aces Radio Live tonight. We have one of the oldest lead generation experts in the business. He used to be in my company back when I ran ProStep. He left my company, started a competing company. We ended up in a major federal lawsuit for slander, tortious interference of business, and everything else we could think of, suing each other. And by the end of our legal battles, we had become friends. Today, we both serve on the board of directors at the Distributors Rights Association. He's the president. I'm some cockamamie dude, takes care of the internet stuff. And Peter Mingles has truly helped define servant leadership within network marketing because he's got such a passion to help people not become or not go through some of the stuff that him and I had gone through a few years ago. And we're going to have him as our guest tonight on Aces Radio Live from 5 to 6 Central Standard Time. And we're going to talk. Peter and I are going to share a little bit about the background. We're going to share about the Distributors Rights Association. Peter's going to share about his company. We're competitors to this day. I own a lead generation company and a systems company. Peter owns a lead generation company and a systems company. And it goes to show that you can be friendly competitors. You know, you can go out there with the same crusade and the same cause and even share the same customers sometimes without having to kill each other and beat each other up. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome show. You can go to acesradiolive.com. You'll get all the information over there, and it's going to be great. Mark, we got about 60 seconds. Give us one of your parting tidbits that are so powerful.
Okay, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with motivational talk. There was this guy, he was scared a little bit. He was relatively small to, you know, compared to who he was going up against, but he just stood out there, and people thought, in fact, I did at the time, that he was just braggadocious, and he said, "I am the greatest of all time." And after enough self-talk, he began to believe it, and Muhammad Ali went out there and became one of the greatest heavyweight champions of all time. Self-talk is important. Find the right message and feed your mind, just like we do here on Radio for Your Mind, and we'll see you next week.
Have a great weekend, folks. Bye now.